Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, here we are, the second weekend in March, man. It's cranking out there, and it's a good time. We had our Fat Tuesday this past week, so Mardi Gras is right around the corner, right, Bob? Joppy is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, man?
Yeah, it's begun. Right. So this is all about the Mardi Gras. Thanks, Jop and Mr. Fonger. Let's see if we can find some nice Cajun music for the Mardi Gras. I don't know. I've never been to Mardi Gras. Jop, have you?
No, I've not been to Mardi Gras. I've been to New Orleans, but not Mardi Gras.
Yeah. I think I need to stay away from Mardi Gras.
The debauchery is more than I can take, I'm sure.
Well, here, cheers. Here's to you.
Yeah.
Thanks for making me a hurricane.
Yeah, give me a hurricane so I don't feel no
champions.
Pain, right? Yeah.
So apparently this is what they have in Mardi Gras hurricane.
You know what? I don't invent it. I just research it, right?
Okay.
And I put in there top 10 Mardi Gras cocktails, and
really?
Hurricane was bing number one.
Really?
Right. So
I hear Jimmy Buffett and some of those guys singing about hurricanes.
Yeah.
And
I don't know. He's a little south of there. Jimmy
guys.
Is usually, but
no. But you know, there's country songs that mention a hurricane. So
right. Yep, you got the recipe over there. What are we having?
Well, it looks like dark rum, light rum, passion fruit syrup, and lime juice. Pretty simple.
Right, and
it's
I tell
fantastic.
You what, you're gonna run around town trying to find passion fruit syrup, because I did it, and I couldn't find any. So I ended up with this probiotics by Tropicana. It's passion fruit and peach, isn't it?
Peach passion, it's wonderful.
Right, yeah. And
it's healthy.
Yeah,
well, builds
there you
up
are.
While you tear yourself down.
Yeah, Michelle told me to make sure to tell you that it's going to help your gut, right, during the probiotics.
Good.
So I'm like, yeah, all right, that'll be important to Bob, I know.
Well, it is, and I take those pills. But you know what I found is kimchi does the same thing.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Only makes your eyes water while you're doing it.
Oh, I love kimchi.
Yeah. I don't know,
anyway, that has nothing to do with Mardi Gras. And we're not going to have poop stories today.
Okay, good,
right?
Man.
Right?
Thanks.
Okay. Although, boy, I got a good one. No, I have been very fired up because, well, for one thing, my son Jordan moved home. He's trying to become a Navy SEAL. So he's at home in this process that it takes to go through all this. And he's worked.
So does he go in as an enlisted officer? I don't know what that terminology
is. Because
he's got a college degree,
right? But the SEALs don't take anybody in as an officer.
Okay.
You have to be enlisted and be promoted up. They don't like, yeah. So
they don't want book guys.
No.
Right. You got to earn it.
You have to earn
it.
Show
us you're worthy. Sure.
So anyway, he's been home and he's a workout. Him and Alex are both workout fanatics. So it's re-motivated me. So Jordan and I go to Snap every night.
Okay.
He's actually got his name on the wall for a few records now. Mine's not.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, you got to have age classes, babe.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, even in my age class, I am no record breaker. I'm happy to leave.
You can sing like you're on a record. I've heard you do that.
It's nice to work up a sweat. And I would encourage anybody who's feeling like they know they need to get back into shape to just give it a try. And Snap in Lowell Belding in Greenville is owned by the same guy, Ryan Lothian. And he runs those gyms very, very well. They're immaculately clean. Some people go to Planet Hollywood and all these other places that
are
cheaper.
Hollywood.
Planet Fitness. Yeah. And they're like 10 bucks a month or whatever. But, right. You know, there's one person in there and 1,000 people running through there. It's
right.
Full of germs.
Right.
Snap, immaculate.
Yep.
And so I'm getting more and more into my routines as the weeks go on, and I feel better. I just feel better.
Yeah.
I don't care how I look as much, although everybody wants to look good.
Right.
When you
newsflash, the gym ain't going to help me do that much.
Well, when you walk out and you just endorphins and all that stuff that it does, when you walk out and all that's hitting you, it's like, man, it wasn't a waste of time.
Right.
I'm looking forward to going back, and I'm getting that feeling again where I was in the groove years ago, and I fell off when I built that house, and I was too tired to go.
Well, there's a lot of physical work there, though, too.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, you get out of the routine. So the routine is everything. Mm-hmm. You just got to go every day. Find a time. Snap Fitness, it's cheap. It's really cheap.
Later today, Bob, I'm going to have a little bit of fun. Our buddy Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery. Chaz has a heart the size of his waistline. He's a big-hearted guy. And we're going to go out, and we're going to take some guys ice fishing. And they're Boy Scouts and some parents. And I'm going to go out and do a little barbecue on ice.
Are you doing hot dogs?
I am.
That's what you did that one year.
That's right, and I'm doing it again.
This who year. Doesn't love a hot dog on the grill?
Right.
When it's cold out.
Fresh off the grill, yeah. Right. So I'm going to trek my grill out there, and we're going to—
Which grill are you bringing?
I'm going to bring the Tech.
That's what I would bring.
Yeah, and a propane tank. That's an infrared grill. Heats up real nice, but— I'm going to bring that out there on a table, and then some dogs, buns,
and a
condiments.
Sled. You're going to put it on a sled.
Yep, that's exactly right. And
do you have an igloo pop-up, too?
Chaz has this pop-up that we're inside of. It's a pretty good size one. It's kind of like those ones like AT&T used to have.
Like a double wide?
It's a giant. you could put a party in there. Well,
I
put a 4x8 table in it, and there's still plenty of room for people to come in and get a hot dog.
Oh, that'd be good for Black Lake.
Right, yeah.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's Mardi Gras weekend, and we are going to tell you all about all the things you need to know to make some great Mardi Gras food in your northern climate, because most of you are not going.
Right.
I just know that.
Right. Yeah, we're not.
And I wouldn't even advise you to.
Yeah, if you're listening to us right now, you're not there.
New Orleans is dangerous enough when it's not Mardi Gras.
Right.
I can only imagine the debauchery, as you say.
Yeah, right.
That's going on.
I mean, you show up there, you forget who you were, and you
all
know,
your
what
morals checked out. It's worse than Vegas,
right? Yeah, what happens there stays there. That whole gig, I hear and stuff. But anyway, I've not been part of it. So we have a guy on our board of directors that is, you've heard us call many, many times, a guy named T. Gidd. Well, he's got a brother too, and these guys are from Lafayette, Louisiana, right?
Mardi Gras country.
And so we wouldn't do a Mardi Gras show without calling these guys. And as it turns out, we get a double bonus, because one of them is just not enough when you're talking about Mardi Gras. So we're going to call T. Gidd and his brother Greg in the next few segments.
Yeah.
And we're going to get two guys that are brothers, but a different perspective.
So
on what...
here's how this works out.
Okay.
And don't tell them. So I'm thinking we got to have T. Gidd on the show.
Right.
So I text him.
Right.
Well, I texted his brother instead. And I'm looking at it, and Greg's talking back to me. He's going, yeah, here's what you should do. Here's what you should do. And I said, great. And then I texted T. Gidd, and I said, hey, we want you too. Because I talked to them both quite a bit.
Well, sure.
They make the Cajun Grill. They're old friends, and I'm trying to help them launch their new Pro Series and hook them up with some distribution and this and that, and just – basically, giving them moral support, if nothing else. I encourage them because I love their product. And I'm hoping to have one of those Cajun Pros on my deck someday. It's an all-stainless version of the Cajun I have.
Right. But which means I'll get the black iron Cajun when Bob gets his new one. I get hand-me-downs.
You do?
Right. It's happened before.
Who says?
It's happened before.
What are you calling dibs?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing, baby.
Anyway,
yeah.
Pardon me, I'm still getting rid of my cold.
So I'll start leaning on T. Gidd to send you one of those, right?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Well, so we're going to have Greg Guidry. Greg runs the factory that makes the Cajuns.
Right.
Okay. T. Gidd runs the store that sells them and fireplaces and all kinds of other stuff. So it's the Guidry special, the Mardi Gras show on the Grilling Guys.
All right. Should be a lot of fun. We got shrimp etouffee and a little andouille jambalaya. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Sportsman, it's more than a sport, it's a way of life. satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports. Sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Oh, mama's got a squeeze box and daddy doesn't sleep at night, right? That's what that's all about right there. But you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we're talking a little Mardi Gras right now and having a little bit of fun. We might have a little hurricane, so we don't feel any pain. But Barbecue Bob, we got one of our buddies on the line right now.
That's right. It's 2-4 Saturday right now. Two Guidry's for the price of one. On the grilling line right now is Greg Guidry, the CEO of Cajun Grills in Lafayette, Louisiana. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Bob. Doing great. We're just trying to get over the hangovers. My Mardi Gras is pretty big party. Looking going into Lent, so everybody's called Fat Tuesday for a reason. You know, everybody's indulging and going a little bit excessive on drinking and partying and eating and. And hopefully we can get your listeners to enjoy some good Cajun food.
That's what we're all about. But to set the stage and to give you your street creds, I just want to let everybody know that you and your brother own Percy Guidry Company and the Cajun Grill Company. And tell us what Cajun Grills is.
Cajun grill is a grill that can be used as a smoker, can be used as a general barbecue grill, normally low temperature, far distance away from the food. The coals are brought down. It's an adjustable unit where you can really cook many different types of techniques on a charcoal smoker. You can use charcoal, wood, and it just gives you a good versatility grill and it's a unique grill that most people, they when they see it and they see it actually operating, they got to have it.
Well, I want to hook up my buddy Mark LaFontaine up at Great Lakes Ford in Muskegon. He is looking for a smoker for his house. He moved over to the west side of Michigan, and he doesn't have a good grill smoker yet. So I'm thinking that Pro is going to be the way to go.
Yeah, the Pro is our new grill. It has two independent coal trays left and right. It's all up front controls. It also has controls on the lid for the smoke output. And what's great about it, it's even more versatile than the original model that my dad built in 1963. So it's a lot more it's for today's setting where you can do high temperature grilling on one side and low temperature, direct.
Yeah, so you took it to the next level. I love what you did, And the Cajun Grill, especially 20 years ago in the Great Lakes areas at least, that grill was very, very popular. And then I think the onslaught of the big box stores kind of knocked you guys out of the market for a while. People have had a snoot full of the cheap China grills, and I feel like now they're coming back to a good grill again, and I think that's why you're resurging so well. And I'm a big fan, and all our listeners know we're big fans too, because we've had you on several times, and we talk about the Cajun quite a bit, and just to have, you know, we love American-made products, and of course, you're my brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, back in the 90s, you hit it right on the head. We were doing really good. We probably had over 150 dealers, and then with the onslaught of all the imports coming in, and I had a chance of going with our product being made in, you know, overseas, I'll say that. But I choose not to. I mean, we kept on building our steel grills and a little bit of stainless steel, and then right now, as of this year, we're introducing a premium line of all stainless steel grills. We do not offer anything but stainless steel barbecue grills, and it has a lifetime warranty. It is made in the USA, and they're freaking awesome. You could buy your first grill, your last grill first right now. You know, you'll never ever have to replace it. You never have to pay any maintenance on it, and it cooks better than probably any grill on the market right now.
And if you want to see one, just come to my house. Mardi Gras, buddy. Tell us about marinated pork and andouille jambalaya.
Marinated pork and andouille. Andouille is a very hot sausage. We use it both in gumbo and jambalaya. It's a general marinated sausage. There's a huge amount of cayenne pepper and other seasoning blends in there. And again, it's smoked. So andouille is a smoked sausage that's really on fire. It's hot. And typically when you're cooking either a gumbo or a jambalaya or any kind of dish with andouille sausage, you don't have to add any seasoning. The seasoning actually comes out of the meat as it's cooking. So it's a great add-on to the pork and the jambalaya. Yeah. And marinated pork is, I mean, it's oil and vinegar and whatever kind of spice that you like. I prefer it a little spicy. Marinated pork chunks with cayenne pepper, garlic, like I said, any kind of spice that you like that really, you know, is a little bit hot and a little bit of salt, and just marinate it, you know, for a couple of days.
Oh, a couple of days.
Oh, yeah, you want to marinate it, you know, for a while. You don't want to just throw seasoning on it and throw it in a pot, you know.
What type of pork would you use?
The most tender pork you're going to get, and it's typically a butt, you know, you do a shoulder, you do a pork shoulder, and you cut it up into chunks, small chunks, maybe about inch and a half, square cubes, and stick it in a Ziploc bag. Better yet, if you have a vacuum sealer, get your seasoning blend, get it all seasoned up, and you want to have it wet. You don't want to have a dry season. You want it to be wet, so olive oil, vinegar, balsamic vinegar works great, and you stick it in a vacuum seal bag, you vacuum it out, and believe me, the seasoning and spicings are going to penetrate that, and leave it in the fridge for, you know, 2, 3, 4 days, and the longer the better. You know, the more you leave it in a marinated situation, the more it's going to penetrate that meat and make it extremely spicy and tender once you cook it.
Well, Jop made us some hurricanes, so I know all about a marinated situation right now.
Yeah, well, that's a whole different deal, yeah.
Yeah, so Greg, let me ask you real quick. We got really spicy and dewy, and we've got the marinated pork that you put some spice with it. What are the other ingredients in this jambalaya that might take a little edge off the heat?
Well, you really don't, you want to, again, you're not going to add any more seasoning to
right.
it. So the seasoning will come out of the meat, and that's the whole deal is but as far as that rice, you're going to have rice in it. You're going to have onions. You're going to have all your vegetables. We call it the Holy Trinity, which is basically onions, bell pepper, and celery. So you're going to cook all of that in this dish all at one time, and then throw the rice in at the end and add in some water and let the rice soak up all the seasoning in the pot that you're cooking with the marinated pork and the andouille sausage.
Awesome. One last thing, this shrimp and brochette. Give us a quick recipe on that, because that's one of your famous dishes.
Well, I mean, the great thing about the shrimp en brochette that everybody loves, it has bacon. I mean, everybody loves bacon, right? So mm-hmm. all you're doing is you're taking a nice-sized shrimp. You know, typically when I'm doing it up with family and friends, I'll leave the head. I'll get some very large shrimp that you can skewer and basically leave the head on for presentation and the tail. Peel everything else in between off, and season it up with whatever kind of spice blend that you like.
Greg, I hate to hold you here. Can you hold on to the next segment for just a minute? I want to finish this recipe, and I don't want to rush you, but we got to go to a commercial break and make some money.
Yeah, man, no problem. Go right ahead.
Right. Hold on, buddy.
All right, you listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Greg.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes, along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior, can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. Yeah, listen, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Let's finish this recipe with Greg Guidry. Greg, you still out there, brother?
Yeah.
All right, let's start over on this shrimp and brochet, if you would, please.
If you're gonna say it, you need to say it right.
Yeah, I know. I'm from the north. I murdered it. What is it?
En brochette.
Thank you.
En brochette.
En brochette. Yeah, and basically you just, like I said, you can either take the heads off and the tails off or do a good presentation with some nice-sized shrimp, large, extra, either the large or extra large.
So you want some fresh shrimp, preferably.
Absolutely. You want fresh, not frozen. If you get them right out of the supermarket and immediately bring it home and season it up, peel it, season it, and...
So you want to devein it as well?
Well, I mean, Cajuns, we eat anything, so...
that's they're my boy.
Optional down here, yeah.
So you don't devein your shrimp?
My wife had a hard time accepting that in the past, because we eat a lot of ball shrimp, and when you eat ball shrimp, you eat so dang fast. It's like eating crawfish.
It's like smelt. Yeah, up here. Yeah.
I mean, it's you're getting your minerals and all your minerals from the crawfish. You know, you're not going to even taste it. But,
so you're saying bother to devein for the most part.
I mean, I don't. But
okay.
Some people may want to.
I have not deveined plenty of shrimp and never really noticed anything. Because you're cooking them.
Nah. But yeah, you could do that. But then the main thing about en brochette is basically wrapping it with bacon. You know, get some thin cut smoked bacon, apple bacon, whatever you prefer. Wrap it in bacon and put it on a skewer, or just put a couple of toothpicks, you know, in it. And when you are grilling it, it's ready to go as soon as the bacon is nice and, you know, crunchy on the outside.
So are you going to marinate the shrimp before you do that?
Yes, absolutely. You're going to season it up and marinate it. And you really don't want to there's no need to marinate it for a long period of time, like the pork that we talked
right.
about earlier.
Right.
You can season it up and put whatever spices you want on it and immediately wrap it in bacon. It's a quick dish that you can use as an appetizer.
So if you were doing the shrimp, what would you spice them up with? Would you use a dry seasoning before you put the bacon on?
I'd use a dry seasoning.
Tony Chetri, is that okay?
What is it?
Tony Chetri?
Oh, Tony Chacheries, yeah. Tony, that's a good one.
Say it right, Bob.
That's not bad, but there's some other seasoning for seafood. Like Obey, people may like the Obey, or any other kind of Cajun seasoning with a little bit of lemon in it. I mean, if you do that, it's going to almost emulate like a crawfish ball or a shrimp ball, and that's what I like. It's not really to put a seasoning that has a little bit of lemon on it, and you could actually squeeze some fresh lemon on it as you're seasoning it.
So since we can't get crawfish too easily up here, but we can get shrimp, is it an okay substitute?
Well, I mean, shrimp, we cook. I mean, crawfish etouffee is basically a very popular dish down here in Louisiana, and there's nothing that a shrimp can do to make it taste like crawfish.
Okay.
So, but shrimp as a seafood in general, yeah, I mean, en brochette is a great way to cook it. You're not going to do that with crawfish, but...
Okay.
I'd maybe start putting some crawfish traps out there. I know they got crawfish.
Actually, we do. We call them crayfish. I'm pretty sure they would eat just like your crawfish. I'm pretty sure it's the cousin. And a lot of people snub their nose to them. I bet you a lot of people down there even don't like crawfish just simply because it's a little stronger flavor.
It's like eating a tender, extremely tender and more tasty lobster.
Right.
So if you like lobster, you're going to love crawfish. So,
but some people hold their nose to it, don't they?
They look down on it, but, I mean, we're Cajuns. We eat anything.
Right,
We eat anything, and we make it taste damn good.
All right, Greg.
When I was a young kid, people looked down on the Cajun people, and now we're the way that we cook, we're winning gold awards in New York City, you know, in these chef competition, and we've been doing it for decades.
So Jop is
a great cook.
So Jop just made us a bayou. You ever make a bayou?
A bayou? What do you mean?
That's
a drink.
Cognac and peach and a little bit of lime.
I never heard of that. Now you want to talk about a hurricane? I drink plenty of hurricane.
Yeah. Well, we just had a hurricane. Now he made us a bayou. Tell us what's in the bayou, Jop.
Well, it's just it's a couple ounces of cognac, a couple ounces of peach juice, and a little dash of lime. And I shook it up in a shaker and then strained it into a glass. So, but you know what? This is all about a northern kid looking up on the internet, give me the best Mardi Gras drinks, and that one was on the list. So we knocked it out. But coming from a true Cajun, you're like, what the heck is that, right?
When you just said all that, I was like, what the heck is – what are they throwing in his drink? I mean,
here's
not a Cajun. Cajun don't even know what cognac is, you know?
So here's how we reciprocate. This coming summer, when your Cajun butt can handle the weather up here, you and your brother T-Gid need to come up here so we can take you out on Lake Michigan, and we'll pull in some salmon, and then we'll do some grilling on some Great Lakes seafood and show you how we do it.
Well, that's fine. I'll bring a whole suitcase load of seasoning and spices, and we'll let you do your way, and then we'll come back and we'll do our way.
There
we'll,
you go.
That sounds like a great way to have a showdown.
Who has the best way?
Yeah. And you'd probably want to bring one of those Cajun pros with you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, put it like yeah.
In Bob's backyard. Yeah, okay, I'll say it. He won't. I'll say it. Yeah. A little too heavy to take home, but boy, it came up easy.
Yeah. All right, Greg. Listen, buddy, thanks for taking time with us. I think you just broke the record because other than Ted Nugent, you're like the only, the second guy to ever grab two segments. So that's pretty good.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm in good company with Ted Nugent.
Yeah. He's a Michigan boy, and you're an honorary one. So thanks for your time, Greg. I know you're busy.
No problem. Thank you, Bob.
Hey, have good luck at the Hearth Products show in Dallas. And I hope all these people listening, if anybody's going out to that show, you check out the Cajun.
Yeah, if you have a retail store and you sell barbecues, you need to come check us out because we got a brand-new item that we're going to be introducing. And
yeah,
a pretty nice booth display out there.
And it's badass. I've already seen pictures. I wish I could say what it is.
So, Greg, if somebody wanted to find you on the web, how do they do that? What's the website?
CajunGrill.com.
Easy.
It's CajunGrill.com, and there's another website that we sell to an internet retailer called TheBarbecueGuys.com, the biggest internet retailer in the whole country. So we have good distribution both ways, and we're setting up distributors. So hopefully in the next couple of years we'll be having distributors up in the northern areas selling to retail stores, and everybody better get a chance to get one up.
Well, you've got a couple guys that are going to look you up in Dallas from here, so I'm sure it'll be faster than that.
Awesome. Look forward to it. Thanks, Bob.
Greg Guidry, the Percy Guidry Company, maker of Cajun grills, and just fun guys. You know, him and his T-Gid, of course, has been on the show a million times. Greg was only on one other time.
Right.
Greg runs the factory, and T-Gid runs the retail operations and also has a show called Grillin' with the Guru.
Yeah.
And his show is fantastic. It's a local TV show.
Right.
And him and his buddy, they are hysterical.
Right.
Because he's so animated. You know, Greg's a little drier. Greg's the manufacturer, the engineer.
Right.
T-Gid's the chef, the crazy boy.
Right.
But they're both
kind of like me and you.
Both,
right?
Both
yeah.
a lot of
which
fun.
Which one
yeah,
are you,
I don't
though.
Know which one it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm T-Gid. That's okay.
Right, yeah. You know what? I could not be insulted by being either one of those guys.
No, you
it
couldn't.
It'd be absolutely very cool if I could stay in that company. These guys know what they're doing. You can tell they're authentic. They've born and raised, and this
they were
is
born and raised.
Down
How about
there.
That?
That's what I'm saying. They're born and raised in Louisiana, and that's why we can connect with them on a show like this. But Barbecue Bob, we did talk a little bit about this Bayou, which is just 2 ounces of cognac, 2 ounces of peach juice, and a little dash of lime.
I'm liking
it.
Them,
according to them, this is not Cajun, but
I'm liking it.
According to us, it is. Coming up next, it's the other half of the Guidrys. It's T-Gid. Stick with us. We'll be back. This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are better made.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. My producer, Brian, he's slapping me about the head because I'm not paying attention here.
Keep
I'm
that
sorry,
music
Brian.
On for a little bit
right,
there, Brian. Yeah. Come on. Let's
right.
let's
it's better
get a
listening to
Mardi
that
Gras
than me,
on.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the Mardi Gras show. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're having a little bit of fun. We just had a really nice two-segment conversation with Greg Guidry from the Percy Guidry Company, and as luck may have it, we have the other half of the Guidry brothers. And T. Guid, are you out there, brother?
Yeah, bonsoir.
Bonsoir to you, too.
Bonsoir, monsieur. So, sorry to give you the lousy leftovers, baby. You're only getting one segment. Your brother hogged up two.
Well, that's all right. He's good for it. You know, you get a good you're talking about barbecue and cooking, and he don't know when to shut up. You
know? Well, who does? We don't either. But nice to have my brothers from another mother on here from Lafayette.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I tell you, we just wrapped up Mardi Gras. I'm sure he told you all about it. It's been crazy down here. And the weather seems to want a break. We've been getting some 70-degree days, and the front, we just got a front come through for Mardi Gras. It's a little cold to be out there grilling, but we're going to be pretty soon.
Aww. Hard to grill at 70, isn't it?
We had this conversation earlier, T. Guid. Bob was in Key West when a pipe broke because it froze up here in his house, and he's trying to cry me a river, and I'm like, dude, can't buy it. I'm sorry. You were in Key West.
Yeah,
I'm not taking it.
No, we've had like minus 30 up here, baby.
Right.
Yeah. No, I wasn't complaining that it was too cold to grill. It's, in my opinion, that's what's great about the Cajun grill. You know, it's not a gas grill where you got to sit there and flip it, watch it, baby it. You put that food on the Cajun, you go back inside where it's nice and warm, light your fire in the fireplace.
I think it's always nice and warm in Lafayette, so don't – yeah, I'm sorry, man. We're not relating very well here, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's all good, brother. It's all good.
So – when I was visiting you here a year ago, your brother took me to the Old Time Grocery.
Yeah.
And I had the best po' boy that I think probably in the world, is it safe to say?
Yeah, they're pretty much known for that Old Time Grocery, and closely followed by another place that's a favorite of mine. It's Chris's po' boy here in Lafayette, but you can't miss. Either one you go to, you're going to have a great po' boy.
So tell people what that is.
Basically, a po' boy is a sandwich. You know, it's a Cajun French sandwich, and it starts out with a good French bread. Do y'all have French bread up in Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
have you ever heard of détroit?
Right,
language.
No, we're just so everybody's on board. We're northern France. We're not the south of France.
Yeah, and my grandma was a La Palme. So, yeah, there's plenty of Frenchies up here, buddy.
There you go.
You don't own that stuff.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm asking, bro. I don't get up to Michigan too often. You know
I know. We're going to work on that.
We're working on that. Yeah, so you start with a good French bread. And what I like to do, which, you know, they probably didn't do that at Old Time Grocery or Chris's Po' Boy, but I like doing a little toasting of my garlic bread on the grill. So what I do is I cut it into a nice manageable sandwich size. If it's a full loaf, about a 20-inch loaf, you know, I cut it into like four sections, you know, and then
We split it down the middle, and we melt some butter and some garlic, fresh garlic, kind of crushed up and minced up, and we kind of saute that on the grill.
Brush it on.
Add a little bit of seasoning, you know, a little bit of salt, pepper, cayenne, just to give it a little bit of
Of course.
And then we brush that on the inside of the bread loaf, and then we put it on the grill and just lightly toast it, and then pull that off. And then what we do, we're known for shrimp. Shrimp po' boys is one of our favorite and most recognized po' boys down here. And, again, they fry their shrimp, which is fine. But if you really want to do something nice on the grill, Cajun grill preferably, you can kind of get your fire going and get you some beautiful shrimp, prawns, whatever you want to call them, and lightly season them with some salt and black pepper and some cayenne, give it a little kick. And you can either open grill them or you can put it like in these little pans that you can saute in on the grill. And you just want to cook them to where the inside is not pink. You know, you don't want to overcook it. You just want to kind of
right
it to where it's done.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Jop is a fanatic about not overcooking shrimp. Jop is our shrimp specialist here. And that's kind of like, he's like, I'd call him a shrimp snob probably.
Well,
but he's very, very fussy about his shrimp.
Oh, then me and him are going to get along just
We're all good, T-Gid. I'm just telling you because Bob can't spell shrimp. I'm just telling you. He can grill a lot of stuff, but he messes up a shrimp when he looks at it.
Yeah,
so what I want to know is we were talking to Greg, and he said he didn't devein shrimp. Do you?
Well, you know, if my wife is eating it, then, yeah.
It's consistent.
I butterfly them. But I try and tell her that's where all the nutrients are. I mean,
there you go.
The oil and the sand and, you know, everything that they're feeding on, it's all in there.
It's so funny because when I was a young man living in Hawaii and I used to grill shrimp, I didn't know there was such a thing called deveining. I didn't know you did that. And then I cooked some for somebody and they go, "Didn't you devein it?" And I'm like, yeah, I knew.
Well, I just so you know,
what's the diff?
My baked potatoes with the skin on. All
I do too.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I do too.
That's where all the good stuff is at.
And that's the last analogy we're going to use.
You can't. You just can't eat too much dirt. I'm just telling you it's good for you.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So after you grill your shrimp and you got your bread all prepared. You know, the condiments are pretty simple. Again, this is where they differ between Old Time and Chris's, and I like Chris's better. But they, you know, they use a mayonnaise base on top of the garlic bread, and then they come back with, you know, different types of vegetables. And instead of lettuce, which Old Time uses, Chris's uses shredded cabbage. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. And so you put the shredded cabbage, and then you put the grilled shrimp, and then you take some Swiss cheese, or the cheese of your preference. I like Swiss
because it's
that nutty, buttery flavor on it.
Nutty?
And then I put it back on the grill and start to melt the cheese, and then you fold it over, and it's a la manger, brother.
I don't remember the Swiss being on at Old Time. Did they have cheese on there?
Again, you have to ask for it. I mean, some people like provolone, some people like mozzarella. You know, Swiss with shrimp. It's a killer.
I sense he didn't tell you all his secrets, which is a good shrimp guy, right? That's why you don't like shrimp, because you don't know how to eat them.
His
man.
Brother took me to Old Time, and they met us a po' boy.
Yeah.
And I don't remember there being cheese on it.
Because you're from the north. They can read it all over your forehead, man.
Yeah, I mean, Old Time puts tomatoes. They put a lot of other stuff. But I like it just the shredded cabbage, the grilled shrimp with the melted. And if you can find Lacey Baby Swiss, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You put that on it and melt that. Oh, my God.
So have you ever been up to Maine, been up to Bahaba?
No, but, Bubba, we're going up there. We got a new distributor up there in Canada, so we're going to take a little trip back
to
the land.
You got to go to Bahaba and get yourself a lobster roll. It's just like a po' boy. It's fantastic. The lobster in Maine is fantastic. You're going to, dude, I wish I could take you.
Well, we're going to hook it up. I mean, we got to hook up this trip. The band's back together.
I know. I'm so happy.
All I want to be is a roadie.
So,
I don't need to play.
Best of luck
best
of luck in Dallas. I got some buds coming down to see you. So hopefully one of those will be your next big dog up here and we can get the Cajun back into distribution in the Great Lakes.
Outstanding. And we got a new one coming out.
I know. I saw it.
Gave you a teaser.
I saw it. I wish I could talk about it. It's badass. Yeah. It's such a great idea. You're firing on all five cylinders. That's a Volvo. That's a Mercedes.
Yeah.
Okay. Jappy's trying to make us the next Mardi Gras cocktail, and he thinks he's so funny over here. So he grabs a bottle of club soda and twists the top. Guess what the thing did?
What? Explosion.
He just had a shower.
I just had a club soda explosion.
All right.
We're good.
Tegan, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck in Dallas. Let's get that Cajun Grill distributed all across the country and get Amen, you guys brother. Where you belong.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank y'all for the support. And we look forward to cooking and smoking with you guys soon.
Okay. All right, good time. Thanks so much.
Y'all be cool.
All right. That was Keith Guidry, otherwise known as T-Gid, actual board of directors member of the Grillin' Guys show, along with Cowboy Rob Russell and Big Paulie. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, and to be a real man, you got to go to Mardi Gras. If you can't, just hang out with the Grillin' Guys and we'll give you a little bit of man law. Today's man law is a real short and simple one. Thou shalt not inhibit another man's game. You know what I'm saying, Joppy?
I absolutely do. I don't have any game anymore, but if you were with me, don't inhibit me.
So here's something I found that I thought was kind of cool, only because we always talk about so much meat, 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 you know, shrimp, meat, meat, meat. I thought a little bit of dessert would be cool. And one thing that I can't eat that a lot of people love is monkey bread. And there's something called king cake monkey bread down in Mardi Gras land.
And why can't you eat that?
Because I'm trying to get skinny.
So
I don't do desserts. I just dream about them. But this one was really cool. I found it on the interweb, Al Gore's internet. And it's called king cake monkey bread. And it's just a big deal for folks at the Mardi Gras. Apparently monkey bread is like a thing there. Now, when my wife has made it in the past, she's just used bread dough. But this one was cool because I think simple guys like you and me can make it real quick just with a run down the grocery aisle.
Easier push is better.
Whatever. So this one, you just basically used the Pillsbury cinnamon rolls.
Oh.
And you open up a carton or two of those. I'm going to post it. It actually calls for three cans of Pillsbury cinnamon rolls grand. They're like 8-ounce packages.
Right, yep.
You need a package of cream cheese and a couple eggs, some vanilla, and some evaporated milk. So what you do is you take these little cinnamon rolls out of the container, put them on your cutting board, and they're basically slices. They look like little filet mignons when you pull them out, right? They're little discs, hockey pucks. You pull them out, and you cut across in them.
That's the only reference you'll ever hear for filet mignon and a hockey puck.
There you go.
I'm just saying.
You cut them into 4x4s, and you throw them in a the video I watched, they were using like a bundt pan, a bundt. So you throw all these little critters in there, and they're basically quartered slices, right? And then you mix up this cream cheese and sugar, eggs and vanilla and evaporated milk.
Can't be wrong.
And you throw it in a blender, get it nice and smooth, and you pour that over your mixture, and you throw it in the oven and you bake it. And when it comes out, to me it sounds like almost like bread pudding or something like that, where it's milk and eggs. But because it's this cinnamon roll combination, you get your monkey bread effect, and you don't have to put the brown sugar and the cinnamon and all that stuff in there. It's kind of an easy way to do it.
Yeah, but when you take it out of that bundt pan, you're turning it.
You flip it over, and it's right. Going to be drop-dead gorgeous.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
If you check out the video, I found it on All Recipes, maybe.
And then the Mardi Gras flavor of this, to bring this back to full circle, is take and decorate it with a little bit of icing. Right? And
yeah.
You can make your purple, yellow, and green, which are the holy trinity of Mardi Gras, right? And
yep.
you mix that up on there and put a little color on it, and hey, man, you got a little Mardi Gras
monkey
bar.
Sound like you've been there before.
Right.
I've been invited. I've just never gone.
Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys and our nonsense this week. I'm sorry. We had a little fun with Mardi Gras. It was good to share a Mardi Gras cocktail with you, Barbecue Bob. And we are... hoping that you're safe and sound out there, and get out and enjoy a little barbecue in your backyard and create a little grill envy. We'll stick with you. We'll be back next week.
Throw me something, mister. That goes King Julu.